Now, a university in New Zealand is under fire. They've been accused of segregating students based on race. A sign has appeared right outside a study area. It says, this is a designated area for Maori and Pacifica students. As you can imagine, the sign has stirred controversy. Some students have complained to the university, saying it's divisive. Others say Maori students need safe spaces. The Prime Minister's got involved, Chris Luxon, saying at first glance it seems inappropriate. The University of Auckland is standing by its decision. They say we've designated rooms across the university for multiple teaching, research, study and extracurricular purposes, some of which are for Maori and Pacific students. We are proud of the community we have created for students and the support we provide for their success. It's just ridiculous, separating people based on race. It's back to the dark ages. And there was a similar controversy at an Australian university a few years ago that led to a court case. This is a news story from March of 2017. Queensland University of Technology Administration Officer Cindy Pryor has been denied leave to appeal her racial discrimination case against three students. Ms. Pryor attempted to sue the students under Section 18C of the Racial Discrimination Act for $250,000 after they posted comments on Facebook about being asked to leave an Indigenous-only computer room. She's now facing having to pay costs of up to six figures to students Callum Thwaites, Jackson Powell and Alex Wood. Ms. Pryor had argued she was unable to continue working face-to-face with white people following a series of Facebook posts made after Alex Wood was asked to leave an Indigenous-only computer lab at QUT. And he wrote on social media after being told to go away, just got kicked out of the unsigned Indigenous computer room, QUT stopping segregation with segregation. So it happened here in Australia in 2017. And back then, the uni students from Queensland stood up for themselves and they won.
For more of The Ben Fordham Show, watch live weekdays 5:30 till 9 a.m. on 2GB.com.